USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight now back to the United States from Singapore after his historic summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One he believes that Kim wants to continue working towards peace.
I can only tell you that from the time I've dealt with, which is really like starting 90 days ago, it's been very strong. I think he wants to get it done.
The two men signed an agreement in which North Korea says it will denuclearize while the U.S. promises to assist with providing security for the North. President Trump also suggesting he may discontinue the joint military drills the U.S. has long held with South Korea. Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina, as more primaries will determine candidates for November's national midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Authorities say it could be several weeks before the wildfire burning near Durango, Colorado is fully contained. The 416 fire forcing over 2,000 people in the area to evacuate their homes. Right now it's only 15% contained. It's been 2 years today since a gunman killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The community observing the occasion last night and this morning with 200 people braving a rainstorm last night to attend a rally at Orlando City Hall. Then this morning, about 80 people gathered at the Pulse Memorial at the nightclub site. A much different vibe in the nation's capital, where hundreds of thousands have gathered for a parade that's about to step off to salute the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. This man skipped work for it.
Oh, it was totally worth it. I mean, growing up here, so as a Redskins fan, we hadn't seen this in like 27 years. The city is so hyped. I mean, all these people, to see a red, I love it. I had to be here.
First cup in the franchise's history, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Orlando say a hostage situation that lasted for about 24 hours involving four young children had a very tragic ending. Police Chief John Mina announcing late last night that Gary Lindsay Jr. shot and killed the children, who ranged in age from 1 to 11, and then took his own life. The standoff began late Sunday when police say Lindsay shot and critically wounded an officer as they were attempting to make a domestic violence arrest at his apartment near Universal Orlando Resort. Mina saying of that officer shot,
he remains in critical condition. So we're still asking for your thoughts and prayers for him as well.
Negotiators had spent over 20 hours trying to bring about a peaceful resolution, but again, it ended tragically. And a deal to approve or disapprove letting AT&T buy Time Warner will be announced by a judge later today. The Justice Department suing last year to block the deal, a rare intervention when the companies involved don't directly compete. Other companies like Disney and Comcast have been waiting to see how it works out before going ahead with massive consolidation deals of their own. This ruling will have an impact on how people consume media. If the deal gets the green light, it will create a company that produces content and the means by which it's distributed. And remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And with USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.